Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Carl Kelly, and Steve Simmons. We have talked for a long time about the future of the Buffalo Bills, and we're about to know more. We're about to know who is interested, whose chances may be better than others, and where Toronto sits with its interest, apparent interest, in the Buffalo Bills. The Jon Bon Jovi Group, otherwise known as Toronto in this case, does seem interested and does seem to have chances that would be as good as anybody's given their deep pockets behind Jon Bon Jovi and including Jon Bon Jovi. The question is, the future of the Bills in Toronto as tied to the Bon Jovi Group, does it affect adversely their chances? What do you, first of all, you assume they're as seriously interested as I do?
They are definitely seriously interested. There's no question of that. Jon Bon Jovi apparently is worth about $300 million. He's willing to throw in about $100 million of that. Larry Tannenbaum is strongly on board. Eddie Rogers is in the fold. That's really big money. They have money. They have interest. They have looked at stadiums in and around Toronto. They've been planning this for a while. That being said, that makes this tricky. Because part of the Bills' sale includes part of Ralph Wilson's will, which says that if you even, it's like a prenup, that says if you even look at another woman, it's $400 million to you. And that's what the bill says. If you even consider, if you even whisper that you're moving the Bills
out of Buffalo. Well, and they would have a tough time whispering anything different, right?
And that's the thing, is that the end goal of this group is not to own the Bills in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. The end goal of this group is clearly Toronto. And there's really no other way to spin that.
So is looking at stadium sites anywhere but Western New York a problem for this group?
Well, they've already done it. That's the, that it was reported this week, but this is a months-old story. This is when they're trying to change the narrative to be that what they're doing. This is optics. We don't want to move the team. We're happy to keep it in Buffalo. They never planned to move this team before 2020 for that drop-dead day. You don't build a stadium overnight. No. They were quite happy to wait 6 years and then have some sort of a transition plan where it'd be a couple of games in Buffalo and a few games in Toronto and eventually move it over all the way. I think this is more about people like Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones in the NFL, who are great friends with Jon Bon Jovi, telling him, you got to stop talking about Toronto. Mm-hmm. Like, take Toronto out of the mix. This has become the Jon Bon Jovi bid, separated from the city. Larry Tannenbaum and Edward Rogers are just guys that you have, they're money men. You're now a guy just looking for a team, and you're quite happy to have it in Buffalo.
So they will be making a bid on Tuesday that, you know, for the franchise. The Toronto guys will, and they'll shake hands with the people and say, we are not looking at Toronto. And all the time, they're going to be lying. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, you have to. That's the only way you can get in. Once you get in, what you do with it is your own business, and your lawyers take care of things, and all that works differently. But right now, and just to go back for 1 second, the stadium thing is about 5 years old.
Yeah.
People from MLSE, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, have been looking at stadium locations in and around Toronto going back that far. And I've had consultants come in and I've had people make pitches to them. So they've been going at this a very long time before Jon Bon Jovi got involved with the people here.
Well, what if the Bon Jovi group said, of course we're looking at stadium sites in Ontario, not necessarily for the Buffalo Bills, but should the NFL expand, as the NFL says it is going to do, in all likelihood, to London. Toronto and Bon Jovi wants to be interested in an expansion team that they could put anywhere they want. I mean, is that believable, or will they ever be able to convince anybody that their motives are what they say they are and not what the Buffalo people fear they are?
Well, it's believable because that's true, except there are two separate issues here. If they don't get the Bills, and I don't think they will, because I don't think there's any way to run this con successfully, given the lease, given what Buffalo already thinks of this group, I think they're going to lose. But what you do in presenting a credible bid with credible money behind it, which is well-organized and well-run, is you say, the next time a franchise is up for sale or as an expansion franchise, we are here. Well, and that is what makes sense.
But if what if the initial bid is so much better than any other?
That's what I was about to address. If they bid $1 billion and the second bid is Terry Pegula, just to pick a name out, and he bids $700 million, they're going to have no choice here. They're going to take that $1 billion and then deal with the consequences after the fact. But I think it's going to come down. I think they're going to make a hit it out of the park bid, mm-hmm. which is going to put them in position to be one of the two finalists
to eventually get this football team.
And remember, when we talk about Toronto, this isn't just a sports deal. This is a gigantic real estate deal. They're not talking about building a stadium. They're talking about going down the waterfront, building a stadium, building a casino, building 25 condos. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars worth of infrastructure here. So they can afford to take a leap on the price, whereas anybody who wants to keep the team in Buffalo, they're just bidding on the franchise as it exists right now, which is a not very profitable NFL franchise.
Except that Terry Pegula is worth a lot of money. Yeah. And he's a local, and he just sold off a lot of his holdings, which would be enough to make a pretty big bid of his own. And I don't think the NFL is going to let this bid go off the rails. I think the NFL is going to make sure that this bid goes where it wants. And so far, there have been no indications in Toronto that the NFL thinks this franchise is coming here. The people who would be hearing about this are not hearing about this yet.
But we've gone from lots of talk of the NFL will never come to Toronto to the point where you at least have to consider the possibility. Is this any part of what is affecting the Toronto Argos these days? I mean, have people now started to realize that this might happen, and coincidentally, have they started to lose interest in the CFL team in Toronto?
I don't believe one affects the other in any way at all. I think the CFL fan is in one place. The NFL fan is in another place. The crossover fan still exists.
And neither of them are at Argos games, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and so because there's talk of the Bills, well, there's been talk of this for, I don't know how many
years. But it is different, Steve.
I mean, it's different and it's closer, sure. But I don't think the fan is sophisticated enough to realize how close this might be at this moment.
Well, the Argos really do matter in terms of the sale. And that, I thought it was suspicious when that deal between the Argos and MLSE, that they would sell the team and that they would move in together at a renovated BMO field, that was allowed to fall over ostensibly over a $10 million government grant. That is, as I understand it, that is an absolute precondition to getting the Buffalo Bills, is that the Argos must be held by that owner and be safe. And that was allowed to sort of just dissipate says a lot to me about where the NFL is with this bid.
And it's also about who's betting on it. And MLSE doesn't seem to be betting on it right now. And that's to me, is the signal there. This, I think the Argos are going to wind up in BMO eventually because it's $10 million. Someone's going to find $10 million because the Argonauts are not going to be allowed to die over that. That being said, who pays the $10 million? And if it's David Braley who eats it, if it's a CFL who eats it, if it's MLSE who eats it, everyone wants someone else to do it. And MLSE, it does not have powerful indications enough yet that it's worth the money.
Well, the Argos have problems on the field as well after a loss in Regina. So they are here. The Bills are in Buffalo, and maybe somewhere in the middle is Toronto's football future in one or more leagues. That's it for TSN, the Reporters Podcast. Till next time, thank you for being with us this time.